Blog Talk Radio. need a fresh dose to up your anointing.
The law of sin and death, Lord. You have liberated us, Lord. Oh, Lord, from the grave. You have liberated us, oh, Lord. You liberated our mind, Lord, from our evil thoughts. And you have liberated us from our evil ways, oh, Lord. And we walk up right before you, Lord, because it is you, Lord, that lead and guide us into all truth and righteousness. Thank you today, oh, Lord, for our daily bread, Lord. And, Lord, it is you to provide our needs according to your riches and glory. And I thank you that my needs are met, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that my finances are met, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I'm healthy, Lord, because, Lord, you desire, Lord, that we would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And we thank you, Lord, today, Lord, for this line, Lord, and all that come to the line. May they be blessed, O Lord. May they be uplifted, O Lord. May they be encouraged, Lord, by your word, O Lord, for you sent your word, Lord, to encourage us and to lift us up. And you sent your word, O Lord, to set us free. And thank you for the word that comes forth out of your mouth, O Lord. And you said it will accomplish all that it was sent to do. And I want to thank you, Lord, for blessing the people today. And I give thanks and we give thanks for blessing the Holy Ghost prayer line. In Jesus' name. Lord, uplift Sister Denise today, Lord. Lord, we know that she's going through, Lord. And we know, Lord, there's a pole upon her head, oh, Lord. But, Lord, you give her the strength and ability. And we know, Lord, that she can do all things through you that strengthen her, Lord. For you are her strength and you are the song in her life, oh, Lord. And you are the encourager, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for you encouraging her, Lord. And, Lord, we give you praise for blessing her. And we give thanks for it today. In Jesus' name, we pray and we pray and we say amen and amen.
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 Hi, Sister Denise.
So,
amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded. The conference is now locked. The conference is now unlocked.
Amen, amen. I like that what she was just saying just a few minutes ago. Everybody give God a hand praise. Give God a hand praise. Somebody give God a hand praise this morning. Amen. Praise God. Give God a hand praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for all of you this morning. Y'all come on in. Come on in. Let me hear your voice this morning. Can I hear somebody's voice this morning? Let me know that you're home, you're with us, amen, and that we're connected. Are we connected today?
Amen.
Amen. Just want to know that you're there, that you're here. And I like that Isaiah 26, if they that keep their mind stayed upon him shall be in perfect peace. Amen. You know, when you got a mind, you got your mind on the Lord and you're trusting in him that he's going to do what's best for you. You know he's going to deliver you. He's going to save you. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. That he's always there when you need him. You can be in peace. When you know God got you covered, that ought to be peace to you, amen. When you're not worried about anything, then you ought to be in peace, amen. When you know God got your back, All of those things should be peace to you. You know, God can feed you when you're hungry. So if I get my stomach start growling or anything, I know God got me. He's going to provide what I need. So I'm in peace over these things. And this is what we need to do as saints of God, is put our trust in God. And they that trust God will be in perfect peace, because they're not worried about their enemies. Amen. And they're not even worried about the friends, amen, because God got you. We know that the angels encamp round about us to keep us in all of our ways. At least we dash our foot against a stone. I know I got more help, amen. I know there's more to be with us than be with the enemy. So who can be against me? If God be for me, who can be against me? So thank God that I'm in peace this morning. I know all the things that is going on in the world, but I'm at peace. I thank God I'm at peace. I'm not worried about it. I'm not fretting over it. I'm not anxious about it. I'm just in peace because God gives me peace, because my trust is in him. It's not in myself, but my trust is in him. And even though I have confidence in myself, the reason I have confidence in myself is because God is in me. Because I realize if God be for me, he's more than the whole world could be against me, and the Lord is on my side, and my confidence is not really just in me. The confidence is in the God that is in me. And because of the God that is in you, you ought to have confidence. Amen. You ought to be confident in whatever you do. Amen. Whatever you try to do, you know you're going to accomplish the goal that you set out to do, because God is with you. See, that's the fifth thing to know. God is with you. And because God is with you, have confidence in the God that is in you. And so thank God for y'all coming in this morning. I appreciate everybody tuning in. And today, before we start, has anybody got a scripture today? Anyone got a scripture today? Amen. Anybody got a song today? Amen.
I got a scripture, Bishop. I got a scripture, Psalms 34:1-2.
Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises will continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Amen. That's Psalms 34:1-2.
Amen. 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 I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. And his praise should be continually in my mouth. You know, that's what we got to have. You got to always have a mind of praise, a mind of thanksgiving to the Lord, because he's a great God, an awesome God, a God of all gods. I mean, he's above all, and there's nobody above him. He's all by himself, and so thank God for that scripture. Anyone got a song today they want to sing? I know Denise always say that somebody needs to have a song. Amen. Anybody got a song to sing today? Where's Demetrius Day? Demetrius online today? I can't see who's online or anything, and so I don't know who's online and to see what's going on. Anyone today?
Yeah, he's not on yet. Demetrius not on yet.
Well, amen. Amen. Well, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Yes. I know that we are all.
Yeah, Brother Prevo on the line.
Brother Prevo. Amen. 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 I got my friend. I believe that's my friend, Sister Aisha. Yes. She's on today. Sister Aisha, you got a quick word for us today? Anything you like to say to us today? Amen.
Amen. Yes. I guess I go into it. The Lord gave me this morning. And you want me to get a word, or you just want to send us like a quick?
Well, What you got? What you got for us today, CB?
Alrighty. So, first of all, let me pray. Father, I just thank you for your presence, Father. I thank you for blessing everyone on this line, Father. I thank you for just being my mouth, being my mind, being my spirit right now, Father. I just ask that your word go forth to encourage and enlighten your people. I rebuke any distractions or any works of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you for everything you're about to do on this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So what the Lord gave me on this morning, you know, he gave me the subject, you know, it's time to get back. It's time to go back to the drawing board. And, you know, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. It's time to go back to the drawing board. And when we talk about going back to the drawing board, you know, anytime you got to go back to something, that means that something had already occurred. It means that you already had, you had a plan for something, and you tried to execute it, execute that plan. But somewhere along the way, the plan didn't work. So you have to return back to the drawing board to try to figure it out all over again. And some of us, we're in a place in our life where we are back at the drawing board because we didn't try everything that we could have. We didn't map it all out. We had it all set in place. And, it, you know, for some reason, somewhere along the process, it's just not working out. So we back at square one. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just hope the Lord enlighten y'all on today. We're going to start in scripture. We're going to start in Romans chapter 10, verse 2, and it reads, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." Amen, hallelujah. So we're going to start right there. "For I bear them record that they have a zeal." So it's a lot of us out here, you know, we're God. We have a zeal for God, you know. And, you know, when you have a zeal for God, that means I'm excited. I'm excited to work for the Lord. I'm excited to walk out the plans that God has for me. I'm excited. I'm excited to preach. I'm excited to prophesy. I'm excited to bring people to the Lord. I'm excited to do the work of God. You have a zeal, you know, to do the work of God. But that's, you know, that's all good and dandy. But, you know, you have a good zeal, but it's not according to knowledge. You know, some of us, we've been brought up and we've been taught the way to try to serve God. You know, they told us, you know, you gotta go to school and, you know, to be able to be a preacher. They told you you needed to get in the choir. You need to become a deacon, deaconess. You know, they laid out the maps of what you have to do to serve God, and that's just because they probably learned it from mama. They probably learned it from pawpaw. They probably learned it from church leaders. Amen, hallelujah. But see, when we come to God, you know, we have to get to know God for ourselves. We can't go off of what people is telling us, and that's what we're doing. We are going off of what we are walking our walk with God based off of what we have been told. We're not walking out the word of God according to what we know. We're not walking it out according to what we know. We don't know the word of God for ourselves. We don't know what God wants for us for ourselves. We have not went to go study to show ourselves approval. So when he said it's not according to knowledge, he's basically saying that you ain't going to try to search me out for yourself. You don't know this for sure. You're just taking somebody else's word for it, and you haven't even tried to sit down and consult with me. What do I like? What do I like? What is good in my will, in my perfect will? Amen, hallelujah. And that's what was the problem with Martha. If we go over here to Luke chapter 10, amen, hallelujah. Hold on, let me go to Luke chapter 10 real quick. Luke chapter 10. And it's going to be, we're going to start at verse 40. It says, "But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him saying, Lord, do it not by care that my sister had left me to serve alone. Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Amen. Hallelujah. See, Martha had, she wanted, you know, she was excited. When the Lord came, she was excited. She wanted to serve him. She wanted to do everything she can for the Lord. But the Lord was like, why are you worried about this? She was, you know, she was upset that she's doing all the work and her sister Mary ain't doing nothing. She just sitting there. You know, the Lord is here and she ain't, it's like she don't have no type of urgency to serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. But here is Jesus saying, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the problem with some of us today. We so busy trying to be about the Lord's business, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually good that you're excited to serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's just as important for us to be excited and be happy about serving the Lord. It's just as important to know, to be right about how to serve the Lord. That is just as important. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's telling Martha, you worry. You careful about many things. You know what I'm saying? That's all good and dandy, but I need you to sit down like Mary. I need you to sit down at my feet and get to know who I am. You know, you mm-hmm. over there, you fixing eggs and bacon and pancakes, and he don't even like that, you know. But you going off of a word of mouth, you heard that, oh, he like bacon, eggs, but you haven't went to go see for yourself. Amen, hallelujah. So we, you know, when it comes to serving God or living a life in God, let's make sure we know what we're talking about. Let's make sure we know that the life that we are living. Amen. Let's make sure that we are in one accord with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's possible to be, you can be preachers. It ain't just the people that's sitting in the pulpit. I mean, sitting in the pews. But you got people that's preaching, prophesying, you know, leaders over churches that really don't even know who God is. You know, they not out the bunch neither. You know. You can be doing all this work and still not know fully who God is. Amen, hallelujah. And God gave me for an example was Nicodemus. Amen, hallelujah. You know how Nicodemus came to, Nicodemus was a leader over Israel. You know, he was a master teacher. Say he was a master teacher over Israel. You know, so you thinking that we think he should know what he's talking about. If anybody should know anything about God, is the preacher. If anybody should know anything about God, is the evangelist, the prophet. Amen, hallelujah. This is who Nicodemus was. But yet, Nicodemus came to Jesus and he asked Jesus about being born again, what it means to be born again. You know, and Jesus let him know, but he still didn't understand. And Jesus, like, you mean to tell me you're a master over Israel and you don't know what I'm talking about? Amen, hallelujah. So it's possible. That's an example to let us know. It's possible to be in leadership and still not know who God is. And it's a lot of that, like I said, it's a lot of that going on because we just following a trend. We following what we have seen all our lives, and we just been in this routine. Amen, hallelujah. But really, in the back of our minds, you know, in the inside, we have a sense that this is something is missing. Amen, hallelujah. And that's what Nicodemus he realized. Like, wait, something is missing. That's why he came to Jesus by night to see exactly what he was talking about. Amen, hallelujah. Because he was like, well, okay, He had an inkling, like something is missing, and that something that's missing is he didn't know the Lord like he really thought he did. Amen, hallelujah. He coming to realize, like, I don't really know the Lord like I should. Amen, hallelujah. So, and that's what some of us say. We don't really know the Lord like we should know the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. And we're trying to get back there. And the only way to get back there is to really sit at his feet. Amen, hallelujah. Really get to know. We be so busy with church work. Amen, hallelujah. We think that's the actual work of God. But see, God has told us what the work
is. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to go through some scripture because, like, you know, my pastor always say, you know, we got to back up the word of God to let you know it's there. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's find out what the work of God is. And we're going to go to John 6 and 28. It says, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him that he sent. Amen. Hallelujah. So the work of God is to believe. You know, we've been led to believe that the work of God is go preach and go evangelize, and you know that comes with it out of the you know, that comes with it, amen, automatically. You know what I'm saying? But the real work is to believe, amen, hallelujah. And what are we believing? We have to believe who God says we are in him, amen, hallelujah. We have to believe who God says. We have to believe what God says about us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we can tell if you look in the church today, you know, we don't realize, we might not realize this, you know, when it comes to, you know, we're in church, you know, they want you to wear. We got to wear garments and clergies and suits and this and that. Them not realize, I don't know if they realize it or not. Most of the time we are doing all these things. We are trying to look like a preacher. We're trying to look like an evangelist. We're trying to look like a prophet. You know, when it comes to clothes and wearing whatever, religious jewelry, you got your rings, you got your necklace. All of this is to try to prove who you are in God. You are putting on all these clothes, all these physical aspects. You're putting on your good suit. You're putting on your good shoes and your good skirts and dresses, all to try to prove who you are in God. This is you trying to prove to people who you are in God. When God said, you don't have to do all that to try to prove who you are. Just be who you are, and I will exalt you. I will reveal you. Amen. Hallelujah. I will do the exalting. I don't need you to try to prove to people who you are. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing. We've been in the church trying to prove who we are. At what expense? We're trying to do all this, and we got people, sheep in the church who's trying to get to God, who's trying to get to know God. But because you're trying to prove who you are, you're in the pulpit, you're trying to, I heard a preacher say, you're trying to show people how much knowledge that you got. You know, you're trying to put the words in certain ways to try to get people to see that, oh, he know what he's talking about. He been to school and all that. You doing all that. You in the pulpit doing all that. Meanwhile, the people still in the pulpit, still don't know God, still haven't got enough to be able to change their life around, nothing. At the expense of the leaders trying to prove something to the people. Amen, hallelujah, about who they is. Amen, hallelujah. When God's word alone establish, you know, who we is in him. We don't have to keep going out here trying to prove who we are in God. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Do y'all understand what I'm saying on this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. So we got to start believing who God said we are in him. Amen, hallelujah. And not only that, we have to find out what it is exactly do God wants us to do. Amen, hallelujah. Because it goes beyond the church. Amen. It goes beyond the physical building because we are the church. The church, the physical building is not the church of God. We are the church of God. So all that preaching we doing now, all that praying we doing this now, all that prophesying we doing now, we need to be doing that within ourselves. We need to be prophesying over ourselves. We need to be preaching to ourselves. Amen, hallelujah. This is all that takes place inside of the building needs to be taking place within us. Amen, hallelujah. This ain't a religious thing that we walking out. This ain't something that just came about. Oh, God is doing a new thing. No, This it was supposed to been this way since the beginning. Amen, hallelujah. Before there was an established building, before there was any type of government, amen, hallelujah, in the beginning was God. Amen, hallelujah. He had set out for us to live a life in him. Amen, hallelujah. This is a lifestyle, you know, amen, hallelujah. And the whole world is our training ground, you know, to learn how to live in God. Amen, hallelujah. So the service don't just take place inside of the church. The service take place on the outside. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Just simply forgiving people. Just simply helping people. Amen, being kind. That is service to God. Amen, hallelujah. You ain't got to be in the pulpit just preaching a word all the time, going up to people trying to preach to them all the time. Just simply, you know, say, hey, how you doing? Are you all right today? How you feeling today? Talk to them. That's the work of God. Amen, hallelujah. You will know who you will be delivering in the midst of just being kind to them, having a conversation with them. You don't know if they was having a bad day. You know, this is the real work of God. Amen, hallelujah. So, you know, this word is not to condemn anybody. This word to bring clarity and understanding. You got a zeal, but the problem is that you have the zeal towards the wrong thing. You're not bringing service to God the right way. Amen, hallelujah. He just can't let you know that's the problem. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. And not only you doing the service wrong, you trying to exalt yourself and trying to make people to see who you is when he said that's his job. He said, if you will humble yourself, I will exalt you. Amen, hallelujah. That's why he said it. We know, Second Chronicles 7:14, if my people will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways. Wait, let me get to that scripture. Let me say it correctly. Amen, hallelujah. Second Chronicles 7, amen. And 14, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen, hallelujah. So we talking about humbling, we gotta let God be the one to be our spokesperson, to let God do the proving. It's not our job to prove to people who we is. It's not our, because, you know, people, of course, we got people judging us every day. They know you as being a prophet or a minister or a Christian or whatever, and they expect to see, you know, God-like things. Amen, hallelujah. And you might wear some jeans, wear your little jewelry or whatever. You might wear your little makeup. You might have tattoos. People going to judge you, you know, because they don't quite understand. They don't even know who they is in God, and they don't understand God to know that you of God. Your work, your what you do is going to speak all by itself. Amen, hallelujah. Your actions is going to show people who you are in God. You just stay who you are in God, and God will exalt you. You stay humble. Humble just meaning let God do what we can't do. Amen, hallelujah. Let God do the exalting. Amen, hallelujah. And we say turn from your wicked way. He's saying turn from that, you know, trying to do it yourself. Amen, hallelujah. You keep trying to do it yourself when God want to do it for you. And every time you try to do it yourself, but he going to let you do it yourself. And let's see how far you're going to get. Amen, hallelujah. You haven't got far, have you? Nope. Because you keep trying to do it yourself. We say let's go back. Let's go back. Amen, hallelujah. What do you say? Let's see, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Amen, hallelujah. He's waiting for you to put it in his hands. He'll heal the land, but if you move out the way, he'll do it for you. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. So that's the word. That's all I got. That's what the Lord gave me on this morning. Amen, hallelujah. Seek his face, you know, seek his face, study to show yourself approved. Amen, hallelujah. in the Lord, and, you know, he will exalt you. You know, he will bring everything to fruition in due time. Amen, hallelujah, if you let him do it. Amen, hallelujah. So bless God. Yeah, amen.
Amen. Seek his face. Seek his face. Seek his face. That is the thing that God is telling, and we've been talking about prayer, 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 because prayer is when we talk to God, we're seeking God to get the knowledge of God, to get the wisdom of God, the understanding of God, so that we can walk in his way. So thank God for Phoebos right there. Amen. Thank God for her giving us the word this morning. Amen, to seek God. And I think that's what we need to be doing in this time and this hour, that we need to have a search for God, because with everything coming, you know, the Bible does say, well, who's going to be able to stand in that day of the Lord? Who's going to be able to stand? So we got to get to know God and get to know God and to know of his power and to know of his work and know of his ways. And that's what we are doing here on the line when we say we're going to pray. We're going to pray, because that is the message of the day. We need to pray. We need to weep. Like Joel said, we need to weep before the porch and the altar. We need to call some prayer meetings together and just let the people pray so that God can move. It's not that we are going to move, but so that God can move. Because we need a move of God in this hour and this time. And we're going to have to make sure that we are ready to be able to stand in the evil day. And the evil day is approaching, and everybody has to get ready for that evil day in that evil time. Amen. And so that's some of the things that we have to do today. So thank God for that word. Amen. Praise God. Is anyone else? You know, we normally ask people, I want somebody to pray today. Amen. I want somebody to pray. And I want you to pray and ask God for what it is that you want God to do. And y'all know we just are intermingled line. And so I want somebody to pray today. Pray the will of God. What is it that you believe God want to do? And I want you to pray that today. Amen. Who's going to be the one to pray today? Amen. Let's see if they got anybody here today. Anybody afraid to pray? Who's afraid to pray today? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Is everybody going to keep silent today? Lord Jesus. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, Pastor. I had to come outside. But I got you on the prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Pray what you want God to do. Pray what you want God to do.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just come before your throne as humbly as I know how, Lord. Just asking you, Lord, to give me, increase my faith, Lord, and give me strength, Lord, to let go of those things that I need to let go of, Lord, and closer to you in this final day, in this final hour, Lord, and make me a better individual, a better husband, a better father, a better servant unto you, a better son to you, Lord, and help me to walk in what you've ordained me to be, Lord, and Lord, help me to be the one to help those to get closer to you and encourage those that need encouragement. And to help build your kingdom, Lord, and to serve you the way you want to be served, Lord. And I just thank you. I magnify you. And, Lord, I ask that you lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil, Lord. And I give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, amen. Thank Mr. Prevost for that prayer. Amen. Amen. Because make sure we learn to pray, learn to seek God, and ask God for our needs to be met. And that's the thing we need to do. Everybody's going to have to start doing. We're going to have to start praying the will of God. And that's what we want everybody to do. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If we go to a scripture today, you know, we'd like to go back to this scripture here, Romans chapter 10, because we want to know if it's something that you need to do and you want to be saved, and everybody want to be saved, you want to be delivered, amen, and whatever it is that you want from God, amen. But I usually go to Romans 10 and 9. We always bring this scripture out that if thou would confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart. And you notice what's got to take place there, that the word has got to take place in your heart. Sometimes it just can't be a mind thing, because anytime you have something in the mind, sometimes those things can be moved. But once that word is planted in your heart, once what you believe is planted in your heart, then it is the heart that will manifest the word of God. And so if there's going to be a manifestation of your faith, it has to start in your heart. So he said you got to believe. You got to believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And that's one of the things that we got to do. Now, what is that? Thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be. In other words, it's the continuation thing that we do here. Thou shalt be saved. And that means there's a process, that might be a process of time for the word that you have confessed, for that word to be manifest. But if we receive that word in our heart, when we receive the word in our heart and believe that we have received it, we know Mark 11 and 22, that it's out 24, I believe, that whatsoever you pray, whatsoever you ask when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. And we say having something is just like getting pregnant with a word. It's kind of like Mary, when the angel came to Mary and said, Hail Mary, thou art highly favored. Amen. Amen. The Lord is going to bless you. Amen. You're going to bring forth a son, and his name is going to be called Jesus. And Mary said to the Lord, Well, Lord, how can this thing be, seeing that I know not a man? And what she was saying there, Lord, I haven't been with no man, Lord. I haven't been with anybody. So what you're saying, how can this be? Now, she just wanted to understand that, how this thing was going to take place. And that is why she was questioning, because she knew physically she hadn't touched the man, but yet the Lord said that she was going to bring forth and have a son. And then when she asked the angel that told her that, the angel had to give her understanding how this thing take place, how this thing was going to take place. And then the angel said to her, you know, the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you. Amen. And when the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you, and you're going to bring forth this child, amen. And look at Luke chapter 1, verse 30. Because we talk about this confession, you're trying to, you get the word in your heart. Luke chapter 1, we're getting this word in our heart because we want to know, what about your confession? Have you made the confession of your faith? Have you made a confession that you believe that Jesus died and rose again on the third day? And being that you made a confession, you confess the word like God said, confess the word, and you receive that word in your heart. When you receive that word in your heart, then God says, I will manifest the word that you believe. And so here in Luke chapter 1, and verse 30, and the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. Now we talk about you're going to conceive. You're going to conceive in your womb. See, the womb is the heart of man. That's the place that the seed is planted. The seed is planted in the womb. He said, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. In other words, you're going to conceive in your heart. The word that you have spoken, the word that you have said, the word that you have prayed, you let that word be planted in your heart, amen. That is where we get the word at. We got to get the word in your heart, in your mind, and you got to believe that you have received when you hear the word or when you speak the word, then you got to believe that you have received. The main thing about it is believing that you receive. See, I think that is the most of the problem with us. We say it sometimes and then we don't believe it. So if you're saying something without faith and believing that God is going to do it, then you're just saying it to be saying it. It's in your mouth, but it's not in your heart. So the word can't be just in your mouth. It also got to be in your heart. He said, I'm saying it with my mouth and I'm believing in my heart. In other words, that is where the faith takes place, in your heart. So say it with your mouth and believe what you have prayed for and believe what you have asked for, that this thing is going to take place. This thing is going to happen. This is where we have faith. Faith is believing in the unseen. I don't know how it can happen. I don't understand how it happened. But I believe that God is a spirit, and I can't see the spirit, but I know God's word is spirit and life. Even though I can't see it, I can hear it. I can say it, but if that word gets planted in the womb, then you will give birth to the word that you put in your womb. But we got to have enough faith to start believing what we say can come to pass. And this is where our confidence in God, believing that God will, God can, God is able, and then we say what's in our heart. And whenever the situation we have in life, it don't matter what it is I have in life, and that when I say it, I got to believe that I received it, and I know that I'm going to have it. And so don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to confess God's word. Don't be afraid to pray, because each time you pray, you're watering that seed. So you keep praying after you prayed it, you keep believing, and you keep watering that seed, and you keep watering that seed, then God will give birth to the seed that you have planted in your heart. So whatever it is that you have said that you believe on God, you speak that word and say, I believe that I receive. I believe that I receive. Well, what is it that I believe that I receive? I believe that I received the word that was spoken. Now, when the faith comes by hearing, as Romans chapter 10, and hearing by the word, and so I've got to confess that word out of my mouth, and when I pray it, and when I say it, I hear it, and when I hear it, faith comes for the word that I pray. So whatever it is that you're praying, the more you pray it, the more you hear it, and the more you believe it. So this is why one of the reasons we say we must be continuous in prayer. Amen. Continuing prayer. Amen. And the more that I pray, the more that I hear, and the more that I believe. So whatever it is you're trying to obtain in life, keep praying that word and keep saying that word and keep believing that God will bring that word to pass. Amen. And then you can have what you say. See, that is the thing that we don't get sometimes, because in order to do this, you have to have faith in God. Now, most of the time, people always like to have a sign. Mm-hmm. See, most people are looking for a sign. They're looking for, they want to see the sign first, and then they believe. But what Jesus said in John chapter 20 is, blessed is those who believe and yet have not seen. You didn't see no sign. You didn't see no manifestation. And a lot of people go today, if the sign don't take place right away, they don't believe that they received. They don't believe that they receive unless they get a sign. I got to have a sign. I need a sign. Well, if you got faith, you don't need the sign. The word of God, we've got to believe what the word of God says. You don't need to see a sign. The Bible says sign will follow them that believe. I got to believe first before I see the sign. Before anything else take place, amen, I got to believe first. That word is going to have to be manifested in my heart. Then sign will follow them that believe. I think that's what Mark 16 says. These signs shall follow them that believe. These signs will follow the believer. Amen. And the main thing he said, these signs will follow. Amen. That if something's going to follow, that means something coming after. But the follow being that something is coming after. You're following somebody. You know, when you're following somebody, you're behind them. You're following them. And that means if I'm following, these signs will follow these signs will follow the believer, and we are believers, and signs will follow. But I don't need to look for the sign first. I got to believe first before I see the sign. See, this is what had to happen to Mary here when the angel spoke to her and said, and the angel saying to her, amen, about her favorite and that she was going to conceive, she had to first believe what the angel was saying to her so she could conceive. See, that is the thing about faith. You have to believe first and then receive. Now, if you want to be delivered out of something, amen, you need to start making a confession of that, amen, whatever it is that you want in your life. If I want to be delivered from something, I first have to start saying it. I must first pray about it, and then I thank God for it. And then after I receive that word in my heart, then signs will follow. You know, if you're trying to get over something, you're trying to get delivered from something, then I must say that I'm delivered from this, amen. I must first confess what it is. When I confess what it is, then I start saying, amen, I am delivered from this. I am delivered from that. I'm delivered from this fear. I'm delivered from this anxiety. I'm delivered. I am delivered. I am delivered. And the more I say that I am, see, when I say I am confessing Christ when I say I am. Because Jesus said that I am, amen, I am. I am that I am. It's whatever you want me to be. So if I am whatever I want you to be, then when I say I am what I want to be, then God will become that to me. So I've got to confess that I am. Amen. If you don't confess that I am delivered, if you don't confess I am saved, amen, if you don't confess, amen, I am, then you're not confessing Christ. And that's the way Christ confessed himself. When they asked Jesus, asked Moses, asked God, who are you? And he said, I am that I am. What? I am whatever it is that you want me to be, amen, whatever you desire me to be. And so whatever you desire God to be for you, you must confess that I am that. I am that. I am that which God says that I am, amen. And so when Mary had to come here and the angel said, you're going to conceive in your womb, you're going to conceive in your heart, and then now you're going to bring forth a son, and his name shall be named Jesus. In other words, his name was going to be salvation. So when she breathed that, she conceived that, and she brought forth that. So we have to be able to have faith. This is what having faith is already saying, that I have to believe that I am so I can become. Amen. I have to believe that I am. Believe that I am. Amen. I must have confidence. One thing we have to have when these things are being spoken, we have to have confidence in the word of God. I have to have confidence that what God said he is able to do. What God has said he is able to do. And so that is where your faith takes place, that God is able. And when you get people with confidence, they don't have no problem telling you, what God will do. Amen. And so he said, and he shall be called, and he shall be great and called the Son of the High, and the Lord God shall give him the throne of the father David. And now she's telling him what he's gonna do. All the things that Jesus is gonna do. Now, if Jesus is the word, John said that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh, amen, and dwelt among us. And we beheld that Word as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so when I confess the Word, I am confessing Jesus. I'm confessing my deliverance, because everything he said, that this Word that was going to be conceived in his heart, this Word, amen, was going to be called the Son of the High, and the Word shall give him the throne of David, and the Word shall reign over the house of Jacob. And then Mary had to think about that a while, and then she said, in verse 34, Mary said, then said Mary to the angel, How shall be this be, seeing I know not a man? I mean, I haven't come in contact with it. A man, how shall this thing be? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power on high shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And so we are confessing the Son. When you're confessing the Son, you're confessing your salvation. When you confess the Son, you're confessing your deliverance. So why is it that we can't believe in the Word? When you believe in the Word, you're believing in Jesus. There's so many people say, well, I believe the Word, I believe the Word, I believe the Word. But when you believe the Word, you would act on the Word, you would do the Word, and the Word would do what God said it to do. And God said, I sent my Word, it will accomplish all that I sent it to do. So, and we just got to have faith in the Word. But what Word? The Word that you confess, the Word that you spoke. Amen. Is what you said and what God said. I'm saying to myself what God has said to me. And when I speak what God has said, then God is the one that watches over his word to perform his word. So if you said the word, then God is the one to perform the word. Not only does God perform the word, but the angels are standing by also listening for the word because they are your servants. And because the angels of your servants, then it's the angels, they also will see to it that word come to pass in your life. And so Mary, she just said, how can it be? Amen. And he will let them know it's because of what the Holy Spirit will do in your life. See, it's the Holy Spirit that is working in you. See, when you go to the book of Philip, it talks about he that began a good work in you shall perform it. Until the day of Christ. So the performance of the word, God performs this word and the angels perform this word. So all God is asking us to do, be willing to say what it is you desire. Say what you desire. Say what you believe. Speak what you believe. And when you speak what you believe, then God will perform it today. Amen. That's the song that we have. And so that's the thing that we get to. We got to know. We got to have faith in the word. So that we can take a stand to believe in the word of God. So when Mary believed, amen, in verse 18, and Mary said, well, and Mary said, behold, thy handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. She just received the word. She didn't need all those other things. She just believed what the angel said. She didn't need the stars to fall from the sky, and she didn't need a big thunder, and she didn't need a big rain. She didn't need anything but the word. See, we got to get to a place where we just believe the word. Whatever God has said to us, we got to take a stand on that word. We got to believe the word. See, that's what she was saying. The work of God is to believe the word. Amen. That's the work of God. The work of God is to believe on him whom God has sent. And that's where each and every saint that. Do you believe the word of God? Amen. See, when you start giving praise, well, thank you, Jesus, amen. You see, you're giving praise because you know whatever God said is going to come to pass. That is why we say thank you, Jesus, because we know God is working for us and God is doing things for us and he's working on the inside of us and we have enough confidence to believe that whatever the spirit that is on the inside of you, you're going to perform the work, but the spirit needs the word. It needs the word to be able to perform it. Now, if the spirit is there to do something for you, the spirit has to have a word to move. Mm-hmm. God spoke the word and the spirit moved. God spoke the word and the spirit moved. Now, if we have the God kind of faith, it means that if God can say and the Spirit moves for him, then he says, now you can say and the Spirit will move for you. See, it's just like because God has made us a son, he's made us like unto himself, that we will be able to do the same thing that he do. If God can say a word and speak a word and come to pass, then he said, now you got to have enough faith to speak my word, then it will come to pass. And so Mary said, according to your word, let it be unto me. Now, this was the angel speaking here. She believes the word of the angels. Now, angels are ministering spirits. Or even if the man that is preaching, no matter who's preaching, I don't care who you hear the word from, that word is still power, has power in it. Amen. The word has power. That's what Paul would say. The word has power. Amen. Under salvation to all those that will believe it. Amen. And so let's be able to get to a place where we pray the word. And when we pray the word, then the angel is listening to your word to bring that word to pass. And not only is the angel listening to it, that God watches over his word to perform the word that comes from your mouth. So make sure when you speak, you're speaking according to the word of God, and that we have to have faith to believe. Signs will follow the word. Amen. And this is the thing I realize that when we talk about confidence. Confidence. See, to believe is having confidence. I looked at the word confidence this morning, amen. Amen. But meaning feeling sure. Feeling sure of yourself. Now, in order to take a stand, you got to feel sure of yourself. Amen. You got to know that it's gonna happen, it's gonna take place so that you don't get into fear, because fear is not faith, amen. Amen. If I'm in unbelief, if I'm wavering, amen, if I'm double-minded, then God can't work on double-minded because he don't know which way to go. See, a double-minded man shall receive nothing from the Lord. So whatever you do, you got to do in faith. So you got to be sure. Now, God gave a sure word to us. Now, God's word is sure. You know, I guess I can go to Psalm 119. Amen. Psalm 119 talks about the word. Amen. Psalm 119, he says, this is what the word will do. Psalm 19. It said, this is what the word will do. This is what the word will do. And so therefore, I've got to speak the word. Psalms 19, I believe. Let me see, is it 19 or 119? Amen. Let me go to the word. I like to put the word out because I want to be sure. Somebody said you want the proof. You want the proof. You want the evidence. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Praise God. Psalm 19, verse 7. Amen. Notice what it says about the word. That the law of the Lord is perfect. So it's perfect. It's perfect. It's a perfect word. There's nothing wrong with it. Amen. There's no fallacy in it. It converts the soul. Now, if I want my soul to be converted, I must be speaking the word. If I speak the word will convert my soul. In other words, the word will change my soul. It will change my mind. It will change my action. It will change my way. Amen. But the word will convert. And when I convert now, something means to change over. Amen. If you need a change of mind, you need a change of heart. The word, amen, will convert you, amen. And so if I want to be changed from being a sinner to a saint, then it's the word of God that will convert me. It will convert me. If I want to change the way I think, then it's the word that will convert my thinking. It will convert my thoughts, amen. And so therefore, the word will convert you. See, that's what we need to be. We're trying to be converted. Well, we're trying to be converted from the old to the new. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to convert my thinking from the old way to a new way. Amen. I'm trying to convert what I do from the old way to a new way. I'm trying to be different. If I want to be different from what I used to be until what God wants me to be, then it is the word that converts me. So you got to be converted. Now, being converted means to be born again. Amen. Being converted, you know, we were saying being converted, That repentance means to change your mind, to change your mind. Amen. That's what repentance means, to change your mind. So if I'm going to change my mind, it means that my mind got to be converted from one thought to another thought. See, because our thoughts is not his thought. Our ways is not his way. But the word will convert my thoughts, and the word will convert my ways. And so I got to have the word. You got to speak the word. You got to get on the word and say the word and pray the word and believe the word so that the word can convert you. See, if you want to be converted, it takes the word to convert you. You can't convert yourself, but it's the word that converts you. Amen. It's the word, amen. It will convert you. The word of God will convert you, amen. Amen. It says the testimonies of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple, amen. The word will make hard things easy to us. You see, we usually think about it, but the word will make hard things easy to us. And because we always say, in all thy ways, I guess that's Proverbs 3:5, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. In other words, the word gives direction. So the word, when she said we need to be seeking the Lord, that the word gives you direction in the way that you should go, because we don't know the way. But the word is there to show us the way, to enlighten us. Amen. It makes the wise thing simple. Amen. In other words, the hard thing that we say that we don't understand, the hard thing that we say that we don't know, then the word will make the wise thing simple. But I got to have the word. And so that is why she was saying that Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Amen. She was receiving the word because she knew Jesus said that was a good thing. That was a good thing, that she had chosen a good thing. She wanted to hear the word because she knew that even though she's doing a lot of serving, but she was getting something that was going to convert her, to change her over. See, if we're going to be changed over, we got to listen to the word. We have to pray the word. And then we have to act according to the word. And whatever you say, amen, out of your mouth, and I keep saying until the word gets in my heart so that that word can manifest, that word will manifest on the inside of you, just like the manifestation took place in Mary. The son came in her womb, and then 9 months later or 10 months later, however you put it, he gave birth to the word. See, that is what it's all about. You're trying to change your mind over so your mind can give birth to the word. And when your mind gives birth to the word, your mind will give birth to the sons of God, to the Son of God. Amen. So that's what we want to become. We want to become a son in our thinking. See, we got to think, you know. I think Philippians chapter 2, amen. I can't think the exact verse when it was talked about that, amen. Amen. That Jesus thought it not robbery to be equal with the Father, but that he thought it not robbery to be equal with the Father, but humbled himself as a servant. So we need to have the same thought because of our transformation that has taken place in us, is because the Holy Spirit is in us. And I think the scripture says no man can say that Jesus is the Christ except by the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then nobody can say you the Christ but by the Holy Ghost. So it's the same spirit that was in Jesus in you. Now he has made you his anointed, his anointed, his anointed one, his anointed one. And so now the Christ is in you. Now you'll be able now to be able to say the word. Say the word. Say the word. Always just say the word and believe the word. You don't have to see no signs. See, I thought about the man, the Syrophoenician man, when he came to Jesus for his servant to be healed. The only thing he asked Jesus for, just saying the word. Saying the word, and my servant shall be healed. I don't need you to come to my house. I don't need you to come under my roof. I don't need a big bang. I don't need you to do something supernatural. The only thing I need is a word. And so that's all you need. You just got to believe the word. The sign will follow the word, but you don't need to see the sign first before you believe. Most of us today, you know, we like to say it today, when we pray and ask God for something, then if you see the sign first, you don't believe. We can't just accept God said, pray and I have it and I believe it and I stand on it. We always got to have the sign first. And I think that has turned a lot of Christians away from God. It's turned a lot of people away from God. It's because they want to see the sign first before they believe. Hallelujah. But you have to believe first. Now, even when you get the Holy Ghost, people getting the Holy Ghost, right? And I got to stop doing this. I repent, Lord, of my thoughts. I repent, Lord, of my ways. I even got to change my ways on this. Amen. Praise God. I got to believe what the word says. And the sign will follow. But I got to believe so that the sign can follow. Not that I need to see the sign. Well, a lot of people, I don't believe I got the Holy Ghost because I haven't spoken in tongues yet. In other words, you don't believe unless you see a sign? Isn't that something today? That you can't believe that you receive without seeing a sign? That shows that we have a lack of faith somewhere. If it's not a lack of faith, it's a lack of teaching. That we, the only way we can believe that God gave us the Holy Ghost that we saw the sign, and we can't just believe his word. Instead, if you ask for it and believe that you receive it, you want to have it. We can't just accept that. Can you just accept that word? There's people on the line, maybe you're on the line right now, and you done received Jesus, and the only way you can believe that you got something is that you have to see a sign first. That's not what Jesus teaches. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches you believe my word. Mary didn't see no sign. There was no sign. I know the angel said it. The angel is a messenger. If the messenger said it. And then he said, if you confess with your mouth and believe that you have received, you shall have. Is that not good enough? Or do you have to have the sky got to break on? Oh, you know, the cloud, the thunder, it's got the thunder. Boom, 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 boom. Now I believe. No, you're supposed to be so blessed who have believed and yet have not seen. We got to get back to the word. We got to get back to what the word says. I believe that signs will follow them that believe. I believe that man will speak in tongues when he believes. But you first got to accept the word. You got to accept what it says, and the sign will follow. See, I think we got away from the word. We got away from the truth of the word. You believe and then receive. Amen. Y'all know St. John chapter 20. When you look at St. John chapter 20, and I think somewhere around verse 20, they told Thomas, Thomas, look at here, Thomas. Jesus showed up today. Man, he done rose from the dead. Thomas couldn't believe the testimonies of him. He couldn't believe the testimony. He couldn't even believe that it was Jesus, even though the word had said that he was going to rise on the third day. And Thomas was with him, walking with him all that time. But when they told Thomas Jesus had risen from the dead, Thomas couldn't even believe. Thomas said, I won't believe it unless I see it. You see? Now, that's not faith, then. Now, that's not faith. That's not faith. I won't believe unless I see it. In other words, he had to see a sign. He had to see something before he believed. And so Jesus had to come on in. Well, here I am, Thomas. I got to do something for your faith. I got to do something for your faith, Thomas. Amen. I'm just showing up because I know you're an unbeliever. And therefore, because you're an unbeliever, Thomas, I'm going to come in the room. Look here, Thomas. You see these holes in my hand, Thomas? You see these holes in my side, Thomas? Just put your finger in here, Thomas, and put your finger in my side and know that it is I. See, Thomas couldn't believe unless he saw something. He had to see a sign. That was the way they were supposed to do it in the old days. You know, Moses wouldn't believe God unless God had to show him a sign first before he believed God as well. Put your hand in your bosom, Moses, and he put his hand in the bosom and took it out, and it was leprosy, and then he put it back in, and then God came out here. Moses had to see a sign before he believed. Is that what you wait on? You just wait on the sign before you believe? Or are you just going to accept the word? We say that we are walking by faith and not by sight, and we're walking by faith and not by sign. Then Do you think that you as a Christian, do you think that could be your problem? The reason you don't believe because you want to see something first? If that's what faith is, if faith not the evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for, if that's what faith is all about, is just faith seeing signs? In other words, if we don't see signs and wonders and things, you know, Jesus said that if you don't see signs and wonders and things, you won't believe. But I want you to believe, and yet you don't see it. Do you think that is what caused the minds of the saints today, that if they don't see a sign, they don't believe? Can you just accept the word? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. And so today, if you're on the line today and you're here today, you just got to confess with your mouth what you believe. If you believe that Jesus rose from the dead, confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. And the sign will follow. The sign shall follow. They will follow. They will follow. Will follow. But don't you quit just because you didn't see a sign. Well, I ain't got it because ain't no sign follow. Well, he said the sign will follow. The will follow don't mean all the time that it's going to happen and take place right at that moment. Mary received the word of God, and bringing forth Jesus didn't just happen at that moment. It was 10 months later. Amen. See, faith is believing and not seeing a sign. But faith is not just waiting to see a sign and then believe, because that's not faith. Because if I see it, then why yet do I hope for it or look for it? I know somebody says seeing is believing. No, seeing is not believing. Faith is believing. Having faith in God is believing is what we believe. Believe the word. The word is the power. That's what it says in 4 and 12. The word is the power and the salvation to all those. Now, Romans chapter 1. The word is power unto salvation to all those that will believe it. So he said, you got to believe the word. What we need to do, we need to get more about believing. About believing. That's what Jesus said. About believing. Believing first. Believing first. Mm-hmm. See, and that is why we have to let the word to convert us over. Because we've been used to wanting to see something first and then believe. But now God wants you to believe it and then receive it. You see, that is the change, Joel. So we got to change our mind about a lot of things that we've been saying. We've been saying if I don't see the sign, then I don't believe that it happened. Then that's not faith. Lord, change my thinking, Lord. Change my thinking. So the word is converting me right now. And I want to say that to you, because this is what the word says. And it might be a little different than what everybody else say, but this is what the word says. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Amen. Because y'all might say, well, Paige, you done got off there, brother. No, I'm in the word. I'm in the word. I'm in the word. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I got to prove what I say. I got to prove what I say. You know, we always say we like to have the receipt. So if I'm saying it and you don't agree with it, so I got to give you the word so that you can agree with the word. You don't have to agree with me, but at least you won't agree with the word today, because faith is believing and yet have not seen. Let me see here. 14. Think of what verse here now. Amen. Y'all getting a little time, maybe, because I didn't intend to go this way. Well, Paul said that men with other signs and then they still wasn't going to believe. It talked about the signs that even then, signs are not for those that believe. Signs is for the unbeliever. If somebody find that scripture in 1 Corinthians 14, that signs are not for the believer, signs are for the unbeliever. Wow. That is tough, Paul, what you said there. signs are not for those that, verse 14 and 22. I'm going to show it to you in the word now, because I believe the word. I'm getting where I'm trying to believe the word. Mm-hmm. 14:24. Notice what he says. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe. Wait a minute, Lord. You're trying to say that, Lord, that tongues are not for who? Tongues are not for those that believe. Tongues are not for those them that believe, but for them that believe not. So he's letting us know what tongues are not for those that believe, but for those that believe not. So for the unbeliever, anyway, for the unbeliever, amen, you know, in order for him to believe, sometimes he needs some signs. You know, the unbelievers need a sign, but those that really believe don't need a sign. If that's what the word's saying to y'all, I don't know what it's saying to you, but it's saying, because if faith is leaving those who yet have not seen, and Jesus said, I wish that you believe and not see. So can we believe the word and not see it? Mm-hmm. Because that's what it serves for, amen? Not for the believers, the tongue sign. I was an unbeliever, but in order for them to believe, I had to have a sign to believe that the thing that God said took place. But that is why Jesus said to that man, that centurion, I have not seen so much faith in all Israel. The only thing you needed was the word. You didn't need nothing but the word. When I spoke the word, you believed it, went on about your way. And then when he got home, what Jesus had said had taken place. But you see, he believed before the word took place. So God said, if you want this to take place in you, you got to believe first. And then sign will follow, will come after. And so now I'm trying to get you to believe something, amen. I'm trying to get you to believe that if whatever Jesus said, he said, if you would say with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And so it's about saying something and believing what you say. See, whenever you talk about confidence and you're sure about the word of God and you believe what God said, whatsoever you say will come to pass, you can have what you say, then I got to have enough faith in the word to start saying those things and believing that those things will come to pass because I got confidence in the word. To have confidence means that I'm sure, amen. Hallelujah. Confidence means feeling sure of your abilities, not your ability, but God's ability, amen. Amen. So when you got confidence, it means I'm secure in God. I'm secure in God. I have no doubt. You know, somebody said, I have no doubt that the Lord will work it out. I got to get to a place that I believe that when I say it and ask God to do it, that he'll work it out for me. And so I'm going to be confident in that. I'm going to be sure in that. Amen. When we talk about the word confidence, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The word confident. Let me see another meaning of confidence. Amen. Praise God. Having assurance of one's relationship with God. That's confidence. But are you assured in your relationship with God? Your relationship with God is that Jesus died to save you. Do I have confidence in that? And if God be for me, he's more than the whole world against me. Do I have confidence in God's ability? And so I got to be able to say it. I got to be able to speak that word and believe that word and have confidence in that word with no doubt in it that what I'm saying is going to come to pass. And I can have what I say if I believe. So if I'm going to stand up, if you're going to stand in these last days, you got to have confidence in God that he will deliver you. If I'm going to take a stand these days, amen, I got to have confidence, amen, that God will feed me. If he fed them in the wilderness and when there was nothing, he fed them with something. He fed them angel food. I believe God is going to feed me. He's not going to leave me hungry. He never forsakes the righteous, and I feel like I'm righteous, according to 2 Corinthians 5, and I think it's, I don't know, 17, 18, I believe what it is, 17 or 18. I got to believe that he will provide for me. I got to have confidence to be able to stand. I believe that God, amen, will deliver me. And see, you look and talk about people that were bold and confident. Turn to the book of Daniel. Let's show you people with confidence. People with confidence. Hey there. They say what they mean, and they mean what they say, and they don't back down off of it. If they're going to take a stand, they take a stand by faith because they believe God is able to deliver them. Look in the book of Daniel. Look at the book of Daniel over here. Amen. The book of Daniel. I think it's chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4. Let's see, 4, 3. Amen. No, Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. Look at these Hebrew boys. Look at the stand that he took because he believed something. He believed something. He wasn't afraid what's going to happen to him, but he still believed something. He believed in his God, and he said something. Amen. Verse 3 and 16. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer you, answer the matter. When he's talking about careful, we don't have to choose no words. We're not careful. We're not even giving a thought. It's not even a thought of my mind. I'm not going to do what you want me to do. See, he was bold in what he said. He was speaking his confidence, that the confidence that he had in God. He didn't have to see no sign that God was going to do it. He believed God first, and then God did what he said. And we're not careful in this matter, amen. We're not giving even any thought to it. We're not thinking about it. We just believe God. I got faith in my God, that my God, amen. You see, that is where in this last day, you're going to have to be willing to tell the devil what you think, amen. You have to tell the devil what you believe. So when he's standing before, when you're standing before the enemy, you can speak the word. You can speak the word and have confidence in the word that come out of your mouth. And then God will honor that word. God will honor that word of faith that you spoke on his behalf. We are not careful about this matter. The answer be this matter. If be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver. So they didn't worry about what the enemy was going to do to them. But they wasn't worried about what's going to happen to them. They know God had their back, amen. They know God was with them. They were confident in their God. They were sure that their God would do it. They weren't backing down from the devil. They weren't backing down from the enemy. And what is David saying? When my enemies and my foes come against me, the Lord is my confidence. So, well, my God is my surety. The Lord is my hope, amen. The Lord is my salvation, amen. The Lord is my high tower, amen. The Lord will deliver me. And I'm going to say it with my mouth, and because that's what I believe. I believe in God. I believe in God. And so when this man began to speak here, he was speaking about the confidence that he had in his God, that his God was able. He had no about his confidence that he had in God's deliverance. That he knew God could deliver them no matter what situation that they were in. They knew that they had a God that was able, a God of all power, a God of all might, a God above all gods, amen. He's not limited in power. He's not limited in his might, amen. His hand is not short that he cannot save, amen. And because his hand is not short, he has power and might to deliver. So I'm going to stand with my God. I won't fear what you can do unto me. See, that is what faith is all about, my confidence, my surety, my hope, amen, of my salvation, my hope of my deliverance. And they spoke here. They said, our God is able. That means he has the ability, he has the power, he has the might, amen, he has the substance. He has whatever it is that is needed, that their God, he has that. So he was able to say, our God is able to deliver us. They weren't afraid what Nebuchadnezzar was going to do to them. They stood by faith. Now, when we look at the heroes of faith over there in the book of Hebrews, you look at the Hebrews of faith, they said, through faith, these men quenched the fire. They quenched the fire. They quenched the mouth of the lion because they stood it by faith. And they were letting us know what these people did through faith because they believed. They believed God. They had confidence in God. He said, our God will, you know, he didn't say, our God will deliver us out of your hand, O King. And so if you know that the God you serve is able, then you stand by faith. Whatever it is, you stand by faith. You say it with your mouth and you believe it in your heart. So they were saying what they believed. They believed God was able, so they spoke what they believed God would do. And when they spoke what they believed God would do, God did it. See, they didn't believe this. They didn't wait till they got into the fire to believe. They believed before they went in the fire. See, a lot of times we like to see the sign first and then believe. But God said, I want you to believe first, and then you see the sign. Do you believe what you pray, what you ask God for? Do you believe that you have it? That's what Mark 11 said, believe that you received it. Do you believe that you have it today? Amen. I don't care if it's your sickness is against you and you have prayed and asked God for healing. Do you believe that you received it? Do you believe that you received it today? Amen. Amen. If you pray for your children and ask God to save your children, do you believe that you received it? Is there something that you're in? Do you believe that God will deliver you out of it? Amen. Amen. He didn't say you wouldn't go in it, amen. He said, I'll get you out of it, because if you didn't get in something, there's no need for him to deliver you out of something. You have to get in something before God can get you out of it, but you got to have faith to get out of it. You got to pray what you believe. You got to say what you believe, amen. And then you got to believe what you say, and you got to be in your heart. You just can't be on the outer part of it. It's got to be in. It can't be on the outside. It's got to believe what you have on the inside of you. And you believe that what's on the inner side of you is going to do the work. Amen. It's the same way when you come to the place of death. I got to believe that it's on the inside of me that death can't hold me down. Amen. I'm going to get up on the third day. Amen. I'm going to get up when he says, I know that the grave can't hold me down because I believe. And so when I go to the grave, you can't wait till you get in the grave to believe. You got to believe before you go to the grave, and when you get to the grave, then the death would have to loose its hold because of what you believe before you got there. Not that you got there and then believe. You can't wait till you get into a situation to believe. You got to believe before you get in the situation. You got to say what you believe before you get in it, amen. You don't need to see a sign. You just got to believe, amen. That's why the faith is the confidence. Faith is the evidence. Faith is the evidence of the thing that not seen. I can't see this, but I can believe this. I can believe the word of God. I can believe that he's able, and I believe that he will deliver me. And so these men, they were willing to believe what they said because their mind had been converted to the way of God and the thinking of God and the way God works. And because their mind had been converted by the word, they believed that word and they stood on that word by faith. See, that's what Paul said, I stand by faith, amen. I stand by faith. I take my stand, amen, by faith. It's always by faith. You got to believe the word, amen. And this is what we're trying to get. This is what I'm trying to get into myself, because I know the day is coming, amen. And being that the day is approaching right now, I'm going to have to learn to stand by faith, amen. I got to believe, amen. I got to learn how to be able to preach the word without being in fear, amen, of what they're going to do to me and what they're going to say to me, that I don't speak the word of God, that I'm not going to say what they want me to say. I'm going to say what I believe. And this is how we're going to have to take a stand in these last days, because the Antichrist spirit is already out of there, so you got to take a stand by faith. You're going to have to say what you believe. If you believe God will deliver you, well, I'm going to put you in jail. Okay, put me in jail. I believe God is able to deliver me out of your jail. Amen. I believe that God, I think, well, we're going to kill you. I believe God is able to save me. Amen. He can deliver me from death. We're going to put you in the line then. So, Daniel, we're going to put you in the line then. Well, I'm going to pray for the lines. I'm not praying for myself. I'm praying for those lines because they're going to starve. Amen. Praise God. I don't want them lines to starve, Lord. So I'm praying for them, Lord, you give them something to eat. You see, that's faith. That's what faith is. Faith is being able to stand against your enemy and believe. And even though I can't see God, I know he's with me. I know he's with me. And I know if he be with me, amen, that nobody else can be against me if God be for me. That nobody else can be against me. Man himself can't be against me. The government can't be against me. I'm going to stand. I'm going to believe what the word said, amen. I don't care what they tell me that they want me to do. I'm standing by faith. Well, if you don't take this, we ain't gonna give you no food. Okay, I'm going to eat. Amen. You do what you got to do. I believe God. I believe God is able to feed me, amen. And if he don't feed me this way, he'll send a raven. He'll send a raven to bring me some meat every day, amen. And I drink from the brook or whatever it takes. But I'm going to stand by faith, amen. I'm not going to give in to the wiles of the devil. I'm going to stand by faith. Are we willing to stand by faith and not see a sign? Daniel chapter 3, again, let me see. But he said, verse 17, if be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand. He will. See, faith believes that God will. Faith is believing that God can, amen. Hallelujah. God can and God will. See, I have to know it's not God's will, amen, for me to come into destruction. It's God's will for me to be saved, so I got to believe in his salvation. I got to believe. It's all about believing. Doing the works of God is believing. It's believing. It's believing. It's believing in his power, believing in his ability. And so if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, you can see the ability in God, that God can send something down and cause it to come back again and bring it back again. We believe that. We see that every day. We see every day that a seed goes to the ground and come back again. And if I can see that, he gives me something I can see already. I can see that the sun goes down every evening and rises in the morning. I know and believe in a resurrection. So I can stand by faith because I can see it in the natural, and I can believe it in my spirit because sometimes spiritual things are being made known by the natural things that God does. And so they believe. They believe what he said. He said, be it not, verse 18, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, we will not serve thy God. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the thing. They took a stand that they wasn't going to take the mark of the beast, no matter what comes. They ain't taking no mark if they don't have no food. We're not taking the mark. Amen. We're not giving in to the devil. We ain't taking no mark. Amen. We're going to be bowed down to no statue, amen. We're not going to be bowed down to no system that the government is trying to bring on us. We're not going to bow. We're not going to give in to it. We're not going to give in, amen, to what they say. Well, you know, homosexual marriage, we're not giving in to that. We're not changing our minds. If you persecute us, Lord, put us in jail for not going along with it, we're going to take our stand, amen. We're not going to change. We believe what the word says. The word says the marriage is between a man and a woman. We ain't changing from that. If you put us in the fire, if you take us out to the shooting range and you shoot us, we still ain't going to stand. We are not going to bow. We stand by faith. We believe what God says, and God will deliver us out of your hands. That is the thing that we got to get to a place to believe. Mm-hmm. See, when we got faith in God, you got confidence. You don't let nobody else talk you down. You don't let nobody else put you down. In other words, they can say what they say, but you don't have to believe what they say. I believe what God said about me. I'm going to stand by faith. Amen. I believe God's spirit is in me. Amen. Because what? He said it in his word. Is his word not enough for us? Do we believe that the word is going to change us, is able to change us? Well, look, let's say what God says. Let's believe what God says. Amen. And not believe in my flesh. Amen. Neither in my flesh. See, neither in my flesh can give in at any time. That you stick a needle in me, I can't even stand to take a shot. I'd be closing my eyes and acting like a little child when I'm getting a shot. I can't stand fast. Now, what's wrong with you, Paige? What's wrong with you? Oh, man, that needle. Then, poof, and then they rip right in and right out. Just a little thing, but yeah, I'm frowning and fretting because I just know it's pain. My body don't like pain, amen. But I can't go along with my body all the time. I got to go along with my spirit. That is what Jesus would say, amen. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak to it. But I got to allow my spirit to overtake my flesh. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Do you believe? Amen. Oh, man. Let me see. Amen. He said, be it not known to thee, O king, we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his vision was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace up 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that was in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the furnace of fire. In other words, we know that the enemy going to get angry. They get angry. And so that's why we got to realize there's going to be persecution when we stand. You know, when you see the people on the street and you telling this woman that you're not a woman, you're a man, amen. And you telling the man, you're a man, you're not a woman. They get angry. They get angry because you don't go along with them. They get upset, and they might hit you side of the head sometimes, amen. But you got to stand persecution. The reason you go through the persecution because you believe something. You believe God. You believe what he said is true and right. And you're not going to allow anything to change you from that. I'm surprised that so many parents, you know, they say, well, you know, my child is gay. Hey, man, I don't have nothing. You know, he might be gay, but I'm not going to go along with it and tell him that he's doing right. Well, I approve of that, son. No, I don't. I don't approve of that. No, son, that's wrong. God didn't make you that way. That's the spirit on you. You need to get delivered from that. That ain't the way God made you. God didn't make you. If God made you, had wanted you to be a woman, he made you a woman. If God had wanted to make you a man, he would have made you a man. I can't go along with that, son. I can't go along with that daughter. No, baby, that's sin. That's abomination against God. You're going against God. You're my daughter. I still love you. You're my son. I still love you. But I can't go along with that.
Amen, Bishop. That's right. Amen.
But that's not of God, son. That's against God. And if you want to hate me for not accepting you that way, then go on hate me. If you want to go on about your way, then you go on about your way. Because I'm still going to stand for God. Whether you're angry with me, don't like me, whether you don't want to come around my house, you don't want to stay at my house no more, if you don't care about me no more, I don't care. I've got to love God more than anything. My daughter, my mama, my sister, my brother, I have the love of God in my heart greater than anything else, and I'm going to stand by faith on what I believe. Don't let nobody move you away from Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't go along with their evil. The Bible tells us not to be partakers of their evil deeds. Amen. Neither give them God's seed on it. So I'm not going to be telling you all right, and then I let them go on that way and never correct them because of what might come against me or what somebody might say to me. No, 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 no. I'm standing by faith, baby. This is what God said. I believe it. Amen. And I believe it's wrong, and it's never going to be right. And anything God has said wrong can never be right. Come on, somebody. Amen. See, this is what standing by faith is. And so you got to be willing to take the persecution. You got to be willing to for them to talk about you. And then they go along and say, well, if you love me, you accept me the way that I am. No, I don't. I love you, but I don't have to accept your sin. It ain't changed my love for you, but I'm not going to go along with your wrong. Because, you see, if I really love you, I will correct you. See, if you love somebody, you'll correct them. And even though they might be harsh against you, but at least you're going to tell them what's right anyway, whether they do it or not. You let them now. Son, you bear your own sin, but if I see that you need to be corrected, I'm going to correct you in love. I'm going to tell you, God don't like that. God don't appreciate that. That's an abomination. You might get persecuted for it. You might get talked about. They might turn their backs on you. Let them go. And when the devil gets through with them after a while, they'll come back and say that they was wrong. Sometimes you have to let your children go their way sometimes. And each time they come, it ain't changed. That's still wrong, amen. Amen. It ain't changed, amen. Selling drugs ain't right. It ain't changed. That thing ain't thing. You out there killing your own brother. You say you love your brother, and you out there killing your brother with the drugs and things that you're selling today. How can that be love? How can you say you love your brother and love your sister and you're killing them? You're giving them the poison to kill them, but you're saying that you, but that ain't love. That is why God has to do things to us because he loves us. He corrects us because he loves us. He don't just let us keep going the same way and never put corrections in our life. God is a God of correction, amen. God is a God of change. God wants to deliver you from that and set you on the right road. But if you're afraid, amen, to stand up for what is right, then you're going to give in to the devil. I'm trying to say persecution and trials is coming. And you may as well start getting ready for the test because the way things are changing now, the test is coming, amen. And we need to get ready for standing by faith, amen. I believe what God said, amen. I believe he's going to deliver me. And I'm going to say it with my mouth. I'm going to tell the devil, yeah, I believe God is able to deliver me. Yeah. Yeah. He will deliver me. And I'm going to let it come out of my mouth. I'm going to let them know it, amen. I'm going to let them know it. Yeah, I stand by faith. Amen. This is what God said. I stand on it. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to be bullied. You know what they call bullied into change. Amen. Well, we'll take you out your house. So we'll take the house from you then. The devil always wants to take something from you to get you to give in. Well, we'll take your house from you. Okay. Wasn't mine anyway. Amen. Praise God. When I die, it wasn't. Amen. He always want to put up a bully, amen. Well, I guess I had to go sleep out in the tent somewhere, amen. Praise God, amen. So we got to be, that is why you said we got to be willing to suffer. We got to be willing to suffer for the Lord, for the name of the Lord's sake. In the book of Acts, they sold everything and just went out on the street. Amen. They didn't care. They lived out on the street. Amen. They didn't care about the things of the world. Because the only thing that the devil can tempt you with or test you with is he wants to take away the things of the world. Yeah, you can take everything I got, but you can't take my God. Praise God. Come on, somebody. You got something in you that the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. And we got to stand by faith, amen, breathing that whatever the enemy takes from you, that God will give it back to you. That's the way I feel about stuff. Well, we're going to take your car. Okay, that's what God made my foot for. I guess I have to do some walking, amen. Praise God. Before they ever want the car, they walked on foot. That's the way God gave them foot to walk, amen. But I'm not going to give in to you because you took something from me. Well, you take my, well, you know, the devil threatened you with life sometimes. They threatened Jesus with life. Didn't they threaten Jesus, Matthew 26? I think what it is, they threatened Jesus with life. And Jesus said, well, no man can take my life from me. See, Jesus had a word. You see, he spoke a word. See, Jesus was able to speak a word. He said, no man can take my life. Yeah, you can't take my life from me, man. If God then gave me life, you can't take this from me, man. If I lay it down, I'll get it back again. Well, you can't take nothing from me. You can't take my life. You didn't kill me, life, and you can't take it. Well, I'm going to kill your flesh. Well, you killed my flesh, but you didn't kill me. Come on now. Amen. They can kill your flesh, but they can't kill you. Thank God that I'm a spirit now, and you can't kill me no more. I done died one time, and I ain't going to die no more. Amen. I know this body might go back to the dust that God gave it, because that's where it came from anyway. It's going back to the dust anyway, but you can't kill me because I've been made alive in Christ. Amen. And even when I'm separated from this body, I'm going to keep right on living. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, that's the hope we have. And when somebody threatens you with death, heal my soul. My soul going to God and my soul going back to God. And so whatever you decide to do to me, go on and do it, boy. And then on the third day, I'll raise it back up again. See, Jesus was bold in his confession, wasn't he? You can't take my life. Who do you think you are? If I wanted to be delivered, I'd call her. 12 legions of angels, they'll come down and rescue me. But this earth is not my home. I didn't come here to stay anyway. So you got to be bold in your faith to be able to speak. See, Jesus was speaking what he believed.
Speaking what he knew.
Amen. And so when you speak what you believe and say and believe what you say, amen, you can have what you say. When Jesus realized that they couldn't take his life, he knew that when he went down, he was going to get up again. He wasn't even worried about it. Go on, do what you're going to do, man. Go on, do what you're going to do. I'm going to stay on my faith. I'm not changing it. I'm not changing my mind, amen, on this, amen. This is something that I have a mind of, and I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to stand by faith. I'm going to breathe God. See, that is why he wouldn't have been able to do that if he had not held faith that God would resurrect him. He didn't wait till God resurrected him to believe. He was believing before he went down. That is why God said, when you leave this world, you got to believe him before you go.
Line muted.
Not try to believe after you get there, but you got to believe this spirit now. That is why you start saying it now. God, my God will deliver me. My God is able. Amen. Hallelujah. I got confidence. Amen. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen. Can't nothing stop me. Whatever I purpose in my mind, I can do. Amen. Whatever I purpose in my heart, I can do because God is working with me. Amen. I got obstacles in the road, but God will help me overcome the obstacles in my way. God will remove the thing for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is with me. Can't nothing stop me. Amen. And whatever it is that I go out to do, amen. Amen. Death can't stop me from accomplishing what God has put in me. Amen. If I don't have no money, I believe that I'm able. I believe God will give me some money because what? He provides seed to the sower. Isaiah 55:5. He provides seed to the sower and bread to the eater. That means that God will make a way for me. So I've got to stand by faith. And when you got faith, you're bold in your God. You don't care what people try to put you down. You don't care what they say about you, amen. You know who God has made you, and you know what God has done for you, amen. And so you stand up and put your chest back, you know, just like a soldier standing up before the captain, amen. But stick your chest out and stand up straight and begin to be bold and declare the word of God and speak the word of God and believe that it'll come to pass.
Amen.
See, I can do it. I can accomplish all things through Christ. Amen. And I know what you've been trying to do. You've been trying to do it on your own. But get your faith out and go to work. Amen. Take a step out on faith and walk on water. Amen. I know the water says you're supposed to sink. Amen. Oh, you're going to sink in this. Oh, no, water. I tell this water. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I won't go down in this water. This water going to hold me up. as I walk by faith and not by sight. I can walk on water, amen. I can tell the wind, be calm, and the wind will be calm, amen. You see, a lot of times say, well, Jesus, I want you to speak to the wind. He said, no, I want you to speak to the wind. I want you to tell the wind what to do. Hallelujah. I want you to tell the sea what to do. So whatever you get going on in your life, tell that wind what to do. Tell that wind to get out of your life. Tell that problem. Talk to that problem. Tell that problem what your God said, amen. Tell your problem that your God said he's bigger than you are, amen. He's greater than you are. He's more powerful than you are. So you, when we get into faith, amen, you're going to start saying things and doing things and getting up and overcoming things that you never would have believed that you was able to do it, but you got to be able to talk to it. And so if there's somebody today, amen, you got some problems in your life, I want you to talk to it today. I want you to talk to that problem you got going on. Whatever you got going on in your house, amen. That spirit of contention, amen. You got to talk to that spirit, amen. Hallelujah. You got to tell it what to do, amen. Whatever you need to be changed in your life, talk to it right now, amen.
Line unmuted.
Alcohol problem. Talk to that drug problem, amen. Tell it. Tell it. Your God is bigger than he is. And you know how we used to have that little song, my God bigger than your God. My God bigger than yours. My God bigger than your God, because I need the word. Hey, see. Praise God. Is there somebody willing today to speak what you believe by faith today?
Amen, Bishop. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Bishop, for that word. God was awesome, 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 as always. Amen. Praise God. But I understand, and I'm listening. I think we had a first-timer come on. We had a first-timer come on. We like to acknowledge our first-timers that comes on to the Holy Ghost prayer line. The sister that spoke, I didn't get your name. The sister that spoke.
Hi, Chia.
Aisha.
Prevost.
Prevost. Okay.
Aisha.
Prevost. Oh, okay. Aisha. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. We thank you for coming on with that awesome word. I want to address you the proper way. Are you an evangelist, a missionary? I want to address you the proper way.
Minister?
I can't hear you.
Minister.
Minister.
Minister. Oh, praise God. Amen. God bless you, Minister Prevost. We love to hear the word of God and the Holy Ghost prayer. We thank you so much for coming in the first time. And we would love to have you come back anytime. Anything that you need. Amen. If you come our way, we don't want you to leave the same. Amen. Come with great expectations, and you will receive, as Bishop's been talking about, believing and receiving. Amen. So God bless you, Brother Prevost, and his wife on this marriage. It's a family affair, and we love that. We love when the families come on and stuff with us. Come and wine and dine with us at the Holy Ghost prayer line. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Hope to hear and see you again. Amen. Praise God. Saints, I want to just tell you, I've been on break for a couple of days. Amen. Thank God. Bishop, I know you can handle it. I thank God for that. I lost my mother on the first. 2 weeks later, I lost my brother. So I am just in a storm for real. Amen. Praise God. So I just want to take a couple of days. Amen. So I'll be back on tomorrow and continue on in what we do in the Holy Ghost prayer line. Amen. Thank you all so much for the gift, the prayers that you guys are praying. Oh, my goodness. And the flowers and the love. And my main thing, everybody's asking, Sister Denise, what can I do? Just pray. Amen. Prayer works. Prayer changes things, and prayer helps. Amen. Thank God for all your love, concern. Amen. I sat back and thought about it. I said, well, Denise, you've been there for everybody else, right? Now it's your turn. Amen. It's kind of hard for me to relax, right, and just be able to remember the memories of my mother and my brother. Amen. Just sit back and relax, because y'all know I'm a worker. I don't believe in sitting on the pew. I don't believe in sitting back in the background. Amen. So it was hard through 2 days, but that's okay. I'm here. Amen. I wanted to let you know I was listening on, and we'll continue back on tomorrow. And I'll probably be speaking on sitting down, not serving on the pew. How about that? Amen. Praise God. So thank you all so much. I want to thank you all. I don't know if you should mention it this morning. Yeah, so I was on and listening. Amen. And monitoring the lines as well. Amen. So God bless you all so much. I love and I appreciate you. I'm praying for you as well as you keep me in prayer. Amen. It's a two-way street. Amen. God bless you all. And I will see you on tomorrow. Amen. Bishop.
Amen. Is there anyone want to be saved? You know, in the book of Acts, it says, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? And then Peter said to them, repent, every one of you. Repent. Have a change of mind. Have a change of mind. Repent. Have a change of mind. And be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And ye shall receive, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So repentance always comes first. And we got to repent. We got to change our mind from the way that we was going and to the way that God would have you. You got to repent. You got to change your ideals about things. Amen. Jesus called it, you got to change, amen. Amen. I guess he called it, you got to change your attitude about other people. You got to repent of the attitude that you had against somebody else. You got to repent of your attitude that you have against God, amen. Change your mind. Change your mind. And be baptized, everyone, in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin. He said, then when you do that, and then. So I've got to do first things first, repent. First thing first, repent. That's what he tells us to do first. And then be baptized. And then you receive the Holy Ghost. And so it's one thing after the other. Is there somebody today, before we go, we don't want to leave you here, amen, without giving you a chance to change your mind today? Has anybody had a change of mind, a change of heart today? If there's no one, amen. Any testimony prayer request now, folks, we're going to get out of here. We're not going to hold you all day. Is there someone else?
Bishop, one quick thing I want to also bring up in the announcements. Don't forget we have fasting on today. Today is Thursday. Remember, we're all fasting till 3 p.m. Amen. And that's just the minimum. You can fast all day if you want. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget to fast. We're fasting till 3. Amen.
Fast until 3 p.m. today. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Amen. Where's Mother Lotus today? You got to call her up. I got to call her up and see what she's doing.
I'm on the line, Bishop.
She's here. I've been connected with her. She just got to come on my own time. Amen.
Well, no doctor's appointments today. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I was going to say I'm going to have to come up there and spank you, girl.
Well, I might need a spanking, Bishop, but I'm here.
Amen. I just sent her a text, too.
She's
going to get a spanking.
Amen. Amen. Let me stop lying. My wife will tell me you lying.
That's all right. I enjoy the word. I've been missing it every morning. I'm like, oh, these doctors, you know, they're trying to make their money before the end of the year. So they got me coming back to appointments. And it's always 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the morning, right when I'm supposed to be, you know, on the line. And I'm like, okay. But God is good, and he's still making ways out of no ways. He's still opening doors. He's still keeping me in it with a sound mind and a sound body and a determination to live for him even more so, no matter how much the enemy attacks. And I'm still standing
for God. Hallelujah. What do I need? Mother Inez on?
Yeah.
Is Mother Inez?
She's on. She may be asleep. She does dialysis. She's here. She's here.
Can you hear Mother Inez? Well, she might have dozed off. Amen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mother Bernadine. Mother Bernadine, was she able to listen in today?
She's not on.
Oh, Jesus. Amen. Sister Dimitri? What about Brother Greg? Where's Brother Greg?
Brother Greg's always here. He's just quiet.
Brother Greg, let me hear your voice, man.
I'm here, Bishop. God bless you, Bishop. I'm listening to the word.
All right. Let me hear a testimony or something. I know you got something good to tell. You got news or you did something.
I'm just, Bishop. I'm trying to take care of myself. I'm trying to help my mama out and just pray for me and my mother and my sister. And it's been rough, you know. It's been rough for me. You know, I got up yesterday. I went to try to help my mother out, and I don't really want to talk about that because it's just rough, and I just pray that whatever's in her come out, because I go through a lot, and I like I say, when I'm with her, you know, I don't think she see me as her son. She see my dad, and things come out that I just don't like, and I do my best to just pray to God that he just help her. And, you know, the things that she say to me, you know, I try to overlook it and just keep doing what God tells me that I'm there for, to be her son.
Amen.
You know, and I know, like, you know, Sister Denise, I've always told me, and you have told me, it's not her that's speaking
Amen.
To me.
Amen.
So I try to keep that in my mind, you know, but it hurts me as a son, you know, it hurts. And I do my best to absorb it and keep doing what I'm supposed to do.
Amen.
So just, you know, just keep me in prayer. And, you know, this is why I sit here and I be in silence. You know, because I listen to your word every day, and you be preaching on point, and I sit here and I always keep telling myself, you know, I got to stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
I got to stay strong, not only for myself, but for her too, you know, and I mean, even just, you know, knowing what I'm going through too, I don't care that I have one leg. I still get up and I go and I try to help her to the best that
mm-hmm.
I can. You know? And I sit here and I listen to you talk, and I feel like, you know, that God has given me a message, you know, to stay strong. And just as I was listening to you preach this morning, I was telling myself that, you know, God is telling me to, you know, to sit here and pray and understand that his word is more powerful than the devil, because the devil tries to play with my mind, you
yeah.
know, and make me argue with her. And all the time I know it's not her.
Amen.
You know? So I have to sit here and keep absorbing your word to know that I still have a job as her son to go and be that man to help her through these
Amen.
Times. You know?
Amen.
And it's not easy. You know, it's not, but, you know, I don't want to think of it as it not being easy. I want to think of it as it's my job, and, you know, I'm her son, and I'm supposed to just be here and do what
Amen.
I got to do. And that's where I'm at, Bishop.
Amen.
Thank
well,
you,
praise
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell that spirit where to go. Talk to that spirit that is in her. talk to it. Yeah. Let it be moved and be cast into the sea. And every time it come up, call it out in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Brother James. Is Brother James Fallon or he didn't show up today?
He's here.
Brother James? Come on out of that corner, Brother James. Get out that bag. Get out that bag, Brother James. thank you, Jesus. Amen. And Brother James didn't say nothing?
No, his light is not even on. He's there. Oh. He's listening. He's probably walking around.
Well, get up, Brother James, and get off that horse that you've been riding, amen, and come on down. Amen. Praise God. Brother Brian, is Brother Brian on?
No, he's not.
Well, amen. Hallelujah.
Well, can I say something?
Go ahead.
I don't know the man that was just talking, you know, concerning his mother. Well, I believe the Lord is telling something to let him know that what he's going through with his mother, it really doesn't have anything to really do with his mother. It's all about the enemy is trying to knock him out of his stand with God. You know, so when you're dealing with your mother, you got to pray because it's the enemy coming through to attack you. It's really not about your mother. It's about you. It's all about you. The attack is toward you. The enemy is trying to attack you through your mother. You know what I'm saying? It causes your mother. Yes, you hurt, but like you said, Bishop, you know, you're saying, like, it's not your mother. It's the enemy trying to get at you. But if you don't cave into whatever your mother is doing, then that devil that's working inside her got to go. And you got to continuously do it. And you doing this, you forgiving her or choosing to walk away, choosing not to engage, that enemy can't live in that household. All within the hood. If you don't have nobody, if you ain't fighting against it, you gotta see, you gotta die. It's gonna come again. It's gonna go for a little while, like you said. It'll go for a little while. It's gonna come back. But you continue to resist it. You know, the less and less power it will have over it.
Amen.
Is she saying resist the devil and he'll flee from you?
Right.
You ain't gonna let the devil disturb your peace.
Yeah, we live in two different households. You know, I go and try to help her in her household, and it's just, you know, she's at an age where she really don't need to be living by herself, and it's hard. She's not going to allow me to take her out of her comfort zone. You know, she's 85, and I mean, at this point, she won't even allow me to she won't even give me power attorney over her right now, you know. And she has Alzheimer's, she's experiencing Alzheimer's and dementia.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I forgot her name. What is her name again? I forgot her name.
Margaret. Did you hear me, Bishop?
Yes, sir. I'm writing her name down.
Okay.
Again. Amen. Anyone else before we go? Before we go here, we're going to pray over this prayer list. I see my prayer warrior is not on today. I guess she's still dealing with her husband. But that was her husband went to the
Mother
Bernadine. Mother Bernadine, come on, girl. Get out that bed. Get out that bed and walk.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I've been in and out of it. You know, people coming in and out, but I'm gonna have no problem. But I trust the Lord, and I know, you know, His word. He's gonna stand by His word. But I know I gotta trust what He said, and I do trust Him. You know, but I don't know. Sometimes I know God is with me. Say He will never leave me nor forsake me, and He'll always be with me. But then when I get up, I get kind of shaky sometimes. And everything, but I'm doing much better because I'm just trusting in the Lord now, and I'm just raising my leg now, trying to put them down. Sometimes I get a little shaky. Sometimes I'm rough with you, and I tell them just wait a minute, let me do it. They be trying to help me, I know, but yeah. But just pray for me. I trust God, and I know God is with me, and I believe His word. I know He said it. I know He's going to do it. I know He's going to do what He said. Now, I just got to know, you know, and I do know that He's with me, and I do know somebody said He made one step, He's going to make two. I know He's going to show up and show out.
Amen.
But it just seems to be taking me a little longer. I get started, and then something happens, and I take a step back, but I know God's still bringing me through this. So,
yeah.
I'm standing on His word. Just keep me in prayer. I'm coming out of here. They said 2 weeks, and now, you know, I got to do a little more, but I'll be coming out of here soon in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I love all of y'all. I thank God for this Holy Ghost fella. I thank you, Bishop. I get a hit and miss because he's in and out. But and thank you, Sister Denise. And I'm going to call you, and I love everyone on this Holy Ghost prayer line where Jesus Christ is Lord. And I know all we got to do is stand on His word because He cannot lie. He said He's going to do it. He already done it. So I just thank everybody for their prayers and everything. I love you all in Jesus' name.
Amen. Love you too, Mother. Love you too. Amen. Keep on saying, I'm getting out of here. I'm coming out of here.
I'm coming out of here soon.
Amen.
Soon, I'm coming out of here.
Yes. Well, amen. Praise God. Well, thank God. Thank God for all of you to tune in today. I want to thank y'all for showing up. Amen. Thank you, Sister Prevost. Amen, Brother Prevost. Thank y'all for tuning in. I know y'all at work. Y'all kind of slipping doing it a little bit, but praise God. Thank y'all. What you're doing today, amen. So, Father God, thank you today, Lord. Father God, as we hold up this list before you today, Lord, where I pray now in the name of Jesus, Lord, asking you to touch Mother Bernadine, Lord. You will raise her up, Lord. I thank you for the Holy Spirit moving in the hospitals right now, Lord, and healing all those there that are sick, Lord. And Lord, you said let the sick say that they are healed and the weak say that they are strong, Lord. I say that she's healed. I command life, oh Lord, upon her now in the name of Jesus. And I want to thank you, Lord, for giving her life, Lord. And Lord, raise her up, Lord, that she might be a testimony to your glory, that she might be a testimony to your power, Lord. And Lord, she was in, Lord, but it was you that brought her out of the sick bed. And I want to thank you, Lord, for her being able to take up her bed and walk, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for Mother Margaret, Lord. I pray, Lord, for her mind, oh Lord, because Lord, you're the one, oh Lord, that deals with it, Lord. You're able to restore, Lord, because you're the restorer of the breach and the thing that has been broken, Lord. You bring back together, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, for bringing a mind and a thought back together, Lord. And I come against that spirit of resentment, that spirit of pride, Lord, that is in her now in the name of Jesus, Lord. That spirit of hatred, Lord, I come against it now in the name of Jesus. And I command it to be moved and be cast into the sea, Lord. And, oh, Lord, for Michael, oh, Lord, I forgot about Michael, Lord. I pray for his family, Lord. Lord, that his family might be able to receive and understand what you have allowed to take place. So I pray that you would comfort the family, Sister Denise, Lord, you will comfort her with her brother, Lord, and let comfort come of her mother, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for giving her the comfort that she needs. And Brother Donald, Lord, that had surgery, Lord, I pray, Lord, for its healing to take place. Let it be a divine healing, Lord. Let it take place now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, Doris Coleman, Lord, and Dorothy and Allen, Lord, I pray for Mother Lotus. Oh, Lord, I know all the things that she's been through, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for strengthening her body, Lord. You will take away the pains and the aches that is in her back, Lord, and the aches that is in her legs. And, Lord, I pray now, Lord, for your deliverance and for your healing to take place in their body. And, Lord, in every other name, Mother Agnes, Lord, for complete healing in her body, oh, Lord. And, Lord, open up that kidney, Lord, and cause that kidney to flow again, Lord. And I want to thank you for the flow of the water going through her kidney, Lord. And I give you thanks for it in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, those that are on drugs today, Lord, and those, oh, Lord, who have kidney stones, oh, Lord, and those, oh, Lord, that are on crack, oh, Lord, I pray for her deliverance today, Lord. I pray, oh, Lord, for Mary and Sunshine and Brother Ryland's recovery, Lord. I pray now and give you the praise and glory, Lord, for healing and saving all of those that are on this list. And, Lord, I thank you for removing every name from this list today. And I give you praise for it in Jesus' name. And now we say to him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God be all glory and praise and honor as we dismiss in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all. See y'all on tomorrow. May God be praised. May you speak to somebody.
Love
in the
you
name
all.
God
bless. Love you all so much. God bless.
Be encouraged. Win a soul. Amen. God bless y'all. Don't forget to fast at 3 p.m. Amen. Win a soul. Tell somebody you love them. Amen. Let's do that for Jesus. Amen. God bless you all. See you on tomorrow.
God bless you.
The conference will automatically end in 30 seconds. Conference ending. Goodbye.